Off the ball, rugby.
Come off it, yeah. I think it's as low as you can get. Like, I thought that was as bad as it gets in terms of trying to claim this, you know, you're humble and no dickheads and all this.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Emerging Ireland begin their tour of South Africa with an impressive win. Michael Cech has learned of his punishment from the RFU, and Leicester are not happy. And Augustin Creevy proves you're never too old for a change of scenery. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish Rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Emerging Ireland made an impressive start to their three-match tour of South Africa. Simon Easterby's young side ran in five tries in a 36-24 win over the Erlink Pumas in Bloemfontein. Zach Ward scored the first of those tries with just 14 minutes on the clock, with some fine evasive manoeuvres on the left wing. But it was a day when the Irish pack showed their quality. Darragh Murray touched down from close range after some fine running from Cormac Azichukwu, and it was the Ulster flanker who was next to benefit, going over after Ireland were held up close to the posts. In between, a try from Lundy Masenge kept Ireland honest, and they went in with a 19-7 lead at the break. Ireland extended that lead shortly after the restart with a Harry Sheridan break, feeding the lively Matthew Devine, who handed off for Stephen Smith to go over in the corner. A pair of Pumas penalties chipped away at Ireland's advantage before a Tino Swanpole try brought them back to within 12 points of their visitors, but shortly after his introduction, Gus McCarthy grabbed Ireland's fifth try of the match. That left Edwin Swart's late try a mere consolation for the Pumas, with Ireland benefiting from a penalty try close to the close of play. 36-24 is how it finished, and head coach Simon Easterby was delighted with the performance.
Yeah, obviously the Pumas have had a Currie Cup season to campaign to prepare for this game. We've had 6 or 7 days, but I think to a man, our guys stepped up to the challenge. And I think these tours are always going to be challenging. They're always going to put us under pressure for the time, but we certainly wouldn't look for any excuses in terms of our preparation. But I thought, on the whole, we were outstanding. Everyone showed up really well.
I asked Easterby if there was a different vibe to the latest Emerging Ireland tour now that the path to Cedar Caps is so clear.
Possibly, I think there's clearly, there's recent history shows that players who have been on this tour have kicked on, and that's, I guess, that's part of the kind of the plan for this tour is to get guys to understand how we do things. There's a lot, like I said, there's lots of great connectivity between the provinces and what they do and what we do. But for us as coaches to get to work with these players individually as a group, but also then, yeah, I guess they're seeing what's happened over the last 2 years. Those guys who've gone on and got capped, and I guess the challenge for the players on this tour is to make it as hard for us not to pick them over the next 12 months. Going through to another sort of World Cup cycle. So yeah, I think there is that feel that there is genuine opportunity, and there's the reality is, six guys have been capped and 48 caps have been gained by those six guys. So, the reality is that there is a genuine pathway towards playing senior international rugby.
Easterby also gave an appraisal of the injury situation ahead of Sunday's meeting with Western Force.
Yeah, I think Mark Donnelly, at the moment, he's got ice on his ankle. They're just keeping him off feet, and he'll have a scan on that, and we'll know more about that tomorrow. So I think, that apart from that, there's a few bruised and tired bodies, but I think most of them came through pretty well, and we're fingers crossed that Mark comes through and everyone else does tomorrow when we assess the players off the back of the game. Rob Russell as well, yeah. So Rob came off with a hand injury again. We're not sure what that was. He was just struggling to get a grip and was replaced. Probably out of a matter of caution more than anything. So yeah, that was one that again we'll assess in the morning, and we'll make sure that we get ahead of that tomorrow morning when we know a little bit more.
Now, Ireland's women are continuing their preparations for their second fixture of WXV1. Their defeat of the Black Ferns is now firmly in the rearview mirror, with the side ranked 2 in the world. Canada next up on Saturday. Prop Linda Dugang took time out from their preparations to talk to our friends at Irish Rugby.
You mentioned belief and confidence, and certainly the forward pack are firing on all cylinders at the moment. Maybe talk to us about the work that's gone on behind the scenes and the forwards, the set piece, with obviously the new forwards coach, Alex Codling.
Yeah, Alex Cutler, our new coach, has been amazing. So is Hugh. The management has honestly been great. But as player too, it's really the hard work that we've been put on, and we put on the field and off the field. We constantly want to learn. We constantly want to get better. And we really, like, it's just really, they just brought that belief in us. And they believe in us, and we believe in ourselves. So I think that's really what really we've been putting on the field. And I hope that we continue to showcase that. And hopefully, like, we can do the same job as we did against the Black Fern on Saturday.
Back on the training pitch today, obviously a couple of still sore bodies after the weekend, but there's a lot of smiles on faces, and as you mentioned, everyone is just so eager to get better, to learn, and there's such an appetite for betterment there, isn't there?
Oh, massively. I think this tournament, from going from WSV3 to WSV1, is a massive leap, but we're so ready for it. We knew that this jump would bring up, we just need to bring up physicality as we did on last Saturday. Play or shape, play what we've been trained to do, and continue to work hard. And I think that's definitely what we've been training on the field. We're just really excited for Saturday.
Leicester head coach Michael Checa has been given a 2-week suspension. He's been found guilty of disrespecting an independent matchday doctor in their 17-14 win over Exeter last month, which was his first game in charge. The former Leinster and Wallabies boss will be banned for the Tigers' clash with Newcastle on Saturday, with 1 week of the punishment suspended until the end of the season. However, Leicester are not happy with the judgment. Their executive chairman, Peter Tom, released the following statement this afternoon.
Leicester Tigers welcome the panel's finding that head coach Michael Checa was not intimidating or abusive towards the matchday doctor following the recent game with Exeter Chiefs. However, the club would nevertheless like to express its dissatisfaction with the finding that Michael Checa was disrespectful. Whilst the panel have yet to provide reasons for its decision, the club is particularly disappointed with the disrespectful finding, given that multiple witnesses gave evidence at the disciplinary hearing supporting Michael's version of events. The club is also disappointed that despite its request not to do so, the RFUU issued a statement announcing the panel's decision, despite the club having not yet been provided with the written judgment and knowing the exact reasons for the decision. Additionally, we find it regrettable that the RFU's statement included some reasoning for the decision from the chairman of the panel, which was not shared with the club at the hearing and before the written judgment has been provided. Leicester Tigers would like to place on record that it would never question the World Rugby HIA process when correctly implemented, and is rigorously committed to the safety, well-being and health of our players. We will be seeking clarification on the above and reserve the right to lodge an appeal of the decision within the 14-day period allowed, once we have been provided with the written judgment by the RFU.
Finally, Agustin Creevy is not hanging up his boots just yet. The 39-year-old Argentina hooker has been without a club following his release by Sale at the end of the last Premiership season, but he's now signed a one-season deal with Benetton, taking him past his 40th birthday in March. Creevy was involved in a pair of the Pumas Rugby Championship games in recent weeks, having been among the tries as well in their win over the All Blacks in Wellington. The move to Italy is the latest stop of a nomadic career that's taken him to Biarritz, Clermont, Montpellier, Worcester and London Irish, among others. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Bank of Ireland, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.